Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Morning, good morning, good afternoon, good afternoon, good evening, good evening. Thank you for hitting play on your machine and dropping in once again to communion with your guide or with Sidi Al Jamal. The Honorable Sheikh Muhammad Sayyid al-Jamal al-Rifai, in the divine wisdom and exhortation concerning the devotee's conduct, Hakam wa Mawadi fa Adab Suluk Amarid, wisdom for the devoted. In this call, which is the seventh recording, installment of 30. We're starting on the middle of page 59, if you're reading along, which some people like to do. And again, it's a medium recording. It's not terrifically long, but it's half of the chapter that we began yesterday. The chapter being reflecting on the gathering. So inshallah, we'll complete this chapter today. So taking time, if you're multitasking, you know, give yourself permission to do that, but also take a moment to see if it's the right time for you to listen to this and see how you can get the most out of your time spent with the guide for this moment. And adjust your posture, maybe set something aside if that's what's being called for. And we will enter together into the Fatiha, calling in the light of the prophets, Lahim Salam, and then welcome in the words of Sidi Muhammad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين La ilaha illallah La ilaha إبراهيم رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام لا Page 59, the paragraph we ended with is a strong paragraph, so I'll read that one again and then it enters into the book. You think you know something, but you have no clue. Enter my book. Enter my book so that I can teach you something that you have not found. Our hearts have a book. Our secrets have a book. Our lower selves have a book. And our limbs and organs have a book. These are degrees and stations and consecutive steps. If you have not taken the first step, how can you take the second step? If your Islam is not genuine, how can you attain faith? And if your faith is not genuine, how can you attain certitude, iqan? If your certitude is not genuine, how can you attain gnosis and sainthood? Wilaya. Be sensible. You're getting nowhere. Each of you is seeking to lead people without any equipment for the task. Leadership is only achieved after abstinence, zud, after abstinence from them, from this world, the lower self, the passions, the natural impulses, and the will. Leadership comes from the Lord of the truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be a follower and do not seek to have followers. Be an adherent, not one who attracts adherents. Accept lowliness and obscurity, then, if the opposite is intended for you from the Lord of the truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will come to you in the right time. You must practice surrender and delegation and the renunciation of your own power and strength, your stubbornness and idolatry. You must become accustomed to servitude, which means carrying out the divine commands, observing the prohibitions, and bearing misfortune with grace. The foundation on which all of this rests is the affirmation of the unity and being steadfast in doing righteous deeds. If your intention, your niyyah, is not clear, how can you express yourself? If your silence is not complete, how can you begin to speak to people on behalf of the messengers? They were the ones who spoke to people, and when they had gone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed the knowledgeable ones who followed their actions to be their heirs. Whoever desires to be in the position of the messengers must be the purest of all people in his time and the most learned of them in the law and of knowledge of Allah. You consider this to be a simple matter, you who are ignorant of Allah. When a person's knowledge conquers his passions, that is beneficial knowledge. How could it not be beneficial when it locks the doors of creation and opens the door of the Lord of the truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest door? When the servant has accomplished this closing and this opening, the crowds depart from him, and seclusion comes to him. Robes of honor clothe his heart. The keys come to him. The outer shells fall away from him, and the kernel, the lub, the kernel remains. The road of lower desire is blocked, overcome and suppressed. While the road to the Lord of the Truth, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, is opened and the high road becomes manifest to him. It is the high road of his purpose, which is the high road of the prophets, the messengers, and the friends of Allah. It is the high road of clarity that has no confusion. The high road of the affirmation of the unity that has no polytheism. The high road of surrender and obedience with no objection. And the high road of truthfulness without falsehood. It is the high road of the Lord of the Truth, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, without creatures. The high road of the originator, Musabib, without secondary cause. This is the high road taken by the commanders of the religion, the sultans and kings of real knowledge of who are the people of the Lord of the Truth, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, his close friends, noblemen, the supporters of his religion, the ones who fight in his cause and the lovers in his cause. Woe to you! How can you claim to follow the road of the Sufis while you are setting yourself and others as partners to Allah? You have no faith while your hopes and fears are attached to the people of the earth. You still desire things in this world while you claim renunciation, zud, renunciation. You have no affirmation of unity as long as you see any but him on your road to him. The knower is a stranger in this world and the final world, and an abstainer from them both, and from everything apart from the Lord of the Truth, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no interest in anything but him. O beloveds, listen to me. Listen to me. Do not harbor accusations of me in your hearts. How can you accuse me and backbite about me when I am so compassionate towards you? I bear your burdens. I try to fix your actions. I intercede on your behalf with the Lord of the Truth, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, to accept your good deeds and overlook your bad deeds. Whoever knows me will not leave me until he dies, regarding me as his pleasure, as his food and his drink and his garments. And he will feel so satisfied with me that he does not need to look to anyone else. O lover, How can you fail to love me when I want you, when I want you for your sake, not for my own? I wish for your well-being and your deliverance from this world, which is deceiving and is killing you. How long will you continue to run after it? Soon it will turn on you and kill you. The Lord of the Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not leave his lovers with this world even for a moment. He does not trust them to this world and does not leave them with it or any other than himself. He is with them, they are with him. Their hearts are always remembering him, present before him, turning away from others and approaching him. So he is with them, protecting them, keeping them company. O Allah, please include us among them, protect us as you have protected them. And our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the final world, and shield us from the suffering of the fire. Quran 2:201. O lover, you must leave your desires beneath your feet and turn away from them with all of your heart. Then if any part of them is destined for you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will come to you in its due time, when you will be welcome to enjoy it to the full. You will take it with a dignified hand, not a degraded hand. At the same time, you will receive from the presence of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward of having abstained from it. And he will regard you with honor because you were not greedy in seeking it. Whenever you run away from your allotted share, it clings to you and comes chasing after you. So it is not really possible to abstain from it. It is still essential to avoid it before it is due to arrive. Learn from me about abstinence and acquisition. Do not sit in your corner with your ignorance for company. Apply yourself to study and then seclude yourself. Apply yourself to the study of the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put it into practice, then isolate yourself from everyone with the exception of a few who know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your mingling with them is better than your seclusion. When you see one of them, accompany him. Learn from him how to know Allah. Acquire knowledge, ma'rifa. You must acquire this knowledge by listening to their words. Knowledge is received from the knowledgeable ones. Once you have accomplished this, you should go into solitary seclusion without self, devil, passions, natural inclinations, without ordinary habits, without attention to creatures. When you have truly obtained this isolation. You will be surrounded by the angels and by the spirits of the righteous and their influence. If you do not seclude yourself in the way I have just described, then your seclusion is a form of hypocrisy and a waste of time. And you'll find yourself in the hellfire prepared for hypocrites, al-munafiqun, and the unbelievers, al-kafirun. O Allah, we beg your pardon, your forgiveness, tolerance, forbearance, and grace. Do not expose our faults and do not blame us for our sins, O Allah. O generous one, you say, it is he who receives the repentance from his worshipful slaves and pardons misdeeds, and he knows what you do. Quran 42:25. My beloveds, the believer rejoices only in Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in anything else. If rejoicing is inevitable, then rejoice. If it is because of something worldly, dedicate it to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let it be useful to the servants of the Lord of the Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and help them to perform deeds of obedience. You must continue to feel fear until your heart and secret are told. As he told Moses and Harun, peace be upon them, do not fear. Do not fear, truly I am with you both, hearing and seeing. You are not one of their heirs if you have knowledge that you have acquired, but you do not behave according to that knowledge. To be an heir, you have to have knowledge, act accordingly, and be sincere in what you do. Know your worth, and do not go beyond what he assigns to you. Conform with the Lord of the Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his decree. When you do, he, without doubt, grants you success. He is gentle with you. He carries your burdens. And he will be lenient with you in this world and in the final world. When a believer's faith is established, he is convinced, al-muqin. When his certainty is established, he is experienced, arif. When his experience is established, he is effective, amil. When his knowledge, ilm, is established, he is a lover. Muhib. When his love is established, he is a beloved, mahbub. When that transpires, he is fulfilled, ghani, and drawn near, mukarrab. Intimately delighted by his nearness to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, who allows him to witness the secrets of his ruling. Who allows him to witness the secrets of his ruling, his knowledge, past and future, and his command and decree. This is in accordance with his vessel, strength, and the capacity of his heart. His heart must always be with his Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and away from creatures. When the precedent knowledge of his Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala, comes to him with its share of food, its share of clothes and marriage, etc., he is not actually able to receive it due to his absence, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings him into existence in order to receive it. And his knowledge is actually invalidated and erased. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a new creation in a manner that does not demolish what he created in his precedent knowledge. So he is unable to receive his share except as a child being fed. In the same manner in which a mother puts soft dates in the mouth of her infant, his material share descends upon him and he is obliged to take it like a patient receiving medicine. In this way, he maintains his strength without choice. It is the precedent knowledge that raises this believer who has certitude. The knower who is in no need of reward or of avoiding harm. It is the hand of mercy that turns him to right and left. It is the gentleness that raises him and establishes him. How disappointed is the one who does not know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does not attach himself to his mercy. What a failure is the one who does not interact with him, devote his heart to him, attach his secret to him, and hold on to his gentleness in favor. O lover, the Lord of the Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is in charge of educating and disciplining the hearts of the sincere ones from childhood to adulthood. Whenever he tries them with hardship and sees their patience, he draws them nearer to him. Hardship does not squeeze or seize them. How can it? While it flows on earth and their hearts are carried on the wings of birds. What a state of bankruptcy to harm their hearts. O you who dislike Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, O you deprived of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, O wrath of Allah, O lover, be a child of the knowers, an earth to them, and a servant between their hands. When you persist in this, you will become a master. For whoever humbles himself to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to his pious worshippers, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, raises him in this world and in the final world. When you are in need of knowledge, when you are in need of knowledge and serve those of knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises your rank to their rank and makes you their master. O Allah, please let goodness flow from our hands and our tongues through the family of your gentle care. Amen. Brings us to the end of that beautiful chapter, and next time we'll be starting the chapter entitled, Will the Lover Remember His Beloved on the Day of Judgment? The chapters start to get very short now. Short installments, inshallah. I'll close with the Fatiha and then close the recording. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.